wearing house slippers. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Wearing house slippers. Sort of a mundane activity, but a very pleasant one. When we enter our home, when we enter our inner sanctuary, when we enter our inner awareness, our our place of peace, our castle, we remove our city clothes, we remove our daily clothes, and we slip into our house slippers. We do not walk around the house with our street shoes on, because the house is all nice and clean, and the street shoes have all of the dirt of the street on them, and we want to leave that not in the house. And when we walk around our house, we are wearing our house slippers. And the carpet feels good under our feet, the floor feels good under our feet, the tile, everything feels very good. Because our house slippers make us feel one with our home, with our environment. Our house slippers are a very comfortable thing to wear, a very comfortable thing to put on. It sort of speaks of the end of the day. It speaks of the time for relaxation around our home, the peace of our home, the peace of our inner being. House slippers sort of remind us that it's a time for relaxation. It's a time to let go. To let go of the cares of the world and to just sort of listen to the peace within. We could wear our house slippers when we enter into our inner sanctuary too. When we go into our times of peace and our times of deep introspection, we let go and we listen. We listen very carefully to the voice within us and to all the wonderful ideas that it has to present to us. When we have our house slippers on, we relax, we're at peace, we have no task that stands before us that needs to be done. We have nothing that needs our attention except to be peace and to listen within. Sometimes we sort of smile, we say we put on our house slippers so that we can clean the house, so that we can dust the furniture, so we can go down into the basement and work on our workshop, so we can go out in the garage. Oh, no, no, no. House slippers are for the house. House slippers are not for going down into the basement. House slippers are not for working around the house. House slippers are for a time of peaceful relaxation. We have our old shoes that we wear in the basement and that we wear in the garage. We have our old shoes that we wear when we go out and mow the lawn and rake it and take care of the garden. But the house slippers, no. The house slippers are very special. The house slippers are regarded as something that is only to be used in the house in a very special circumstance. The circumstance of being at peace in my own inner house. When we come home from work, we take off our work shoes and our work clothes, and we slip into our house slippers. When we go into our time of introspection, we slip off the outer garment, the worldliness, the attitudes that we have problems to solve and we have mountains to climb and we have jobs to do and we have orders to give. And we leave all that behind. And with our feet resting comfortably in our house slippers, we are peace. We are joy and we are love. We let go of the outer and we listen to the inner. Oh, some people like to sit around barefoot, and that's just fine too. Some people like to sit around with their pajamas on or with their house coat on or with their bathrobe on or with whatever pleases them. And some people like to sit around with nothing on. Whatever the case may be, whatever are your slippers, your house shoes, whatever are your house slippers, this is what you put on when you are ready to talk to the divine within you. You're putting on your casual, your relaxation, your peace shoes, your peace being, and you sit in your chair perhaps and you relax and you say, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. And as you sit there, you feel good about yourself. You feel very good about your world. You feel very good about everything. And in this consciousness of feeling good, sitting comfortably in your house slippers, beautiful ideas come to the consciousness. Beautiful ideas come into my mind. Beautiful ideas of how I can enjoy my life more completely. How I can let go of telling other people how to live their life. How I can see another's home, reflecting them, pure, beautiful, and wonderful. And not wanting to change one whit of another's home. Not wanting to change one whit of my home. But to live in the purity, perfection, the oneness, the goodness that I am. And in living in this purity and perfection, the oneness and the goodness that I am, I feel an inner peace that only house slippers can bring me. An inner peace of relaxation. All tension is gone. All feeling of confusion is gone. And the sense of peace and oneness is there. And so I look around the world. I look around the world from my peaceful consciousness. And I see all is in divine order right now. I see I do not have to change another person. I do not have to change another person's way of living. I merely look at my way of living and see my way of peace and see how delighted I am in that peace. How delighted I am as I dwell in my house slippers, in my slippers of peace, my slippers of relaxation, my slippers of listening within to the divine that I am. Each of us can have this wonderful experience today if we wish. It's just a matter of getting out of our street clothes and getting into our house slippers and sitting back, relaxing in our castle and saying, all is in divine order now. I am divine order now. I am peace. And when we do that, all the world is peace now. Enter into that peace with me and know that wholeness and that goodness and that feeling of wonder. For that's who you are. And that's who I am. And that's all that matters, does it? I love you. I love you. I love you.